Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 106. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And for all of you who are walking through downtown Minneapolis right now, it is beautiful weather. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's sunny. There's no rain or clouds in the sky. We are playing the Las Vegas Raiders at 3 o'clock at U.S. Bank Stadium. And I don't know about y'all, but it's today's like today that I wish we had us a retractable roof at the football stadium so we could just, you know, pull that thing back and enjoy some of this beautiful weather. Who wants to be? I don't want to be inside when it's this nice like this. I would just stay outside all day long. This is my kind of Minnesota weather right here. Woo! But, you know, it's getting a little bit more chilly. Mm-hmm. Means we got to start thinking about fall, autumn, pumpkin spice, everything. And that one chilly day at the state fair where there are no lines at the snow cone booth, but everybody is looking for hot chocolate. And I don't know about you all, but I'm getting a rash because it's time to start thinking about school supplies. In just a few weeks, our babies are going to be going back to class. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't know if you guys thought about this, but whenever my kids go back to school, and my daughter Cameron right now, she's going to middle school. So she'll have a new routine, new teachers, new friends. Everything's new, right? Maybe it's time for you to do something new too. You're unhappy with the job you've got. You're not making enough money. You don't see an opportunity to progress. You know, sometimes we'll come into a job and try to work our way up, but you've been working and there's no way up for you. I went to a place the other day and I thought one thing about the place and then I had to think something different. And when I learned about all the programs and services that they had available for people, I said, wait a minute, hold on. Y'all got to come on my radio show and talk about this. Because I always thought Summit Academy, you know, the one over there on Highway 55 in North Minneapolis, I thought that was just a place where you learn how to do construction. But that is not the case. And so I want to tell y'all about it because a lot of you have 18-year-olds who just graduated from high school, right? And some of their friends are going to college. And people are asking you, well, what is your child doing? And you don't have an answer. Maybe this is the answer. Maybe it is you, like I said earlier, and you want to do something new, try something different. They've got programs at Summit Academy. They can train you for 20 weeks. And at the end, you'll be ready for several career fields. And one of them that piqued my interest when I was inquiring was the medical administrative assistant. Because from what I understand, they don't just train you. They help you find a job. And, you know, I'm no spokesperson for the Summit Academy, but I said, let me call somebody who is. So I went right to the top and I asked Hope Patterson to take a little bit of time off on Saturday and join me. She is the COO of Summit Academy. Hey, Hope, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Shaletta, for having us.
Well, I'm just so excited. I went to lunch with a couple of your people because, you know, I got that Minneapolis Club membership. So I just been inviting everybody so we can eat all up right. All their food. And then, and after we eat and I go over there and I take a tour because I'm nosy and I want to see what's going on. I'm like, wow, I think I need to just. Be talking more about this to provide this as an option for parents who have 18-year-olds who are not sure what they want to do next and for adults who are in, some dead-end jobs that they want to get out of. Now, I know a lot of folks know that Summit Academy gets people ready for careers in a lot of fields.
Yeah.
And I've heard folks, you've trained for jobs in construction, like I talked about earlier, but tell me more about this medical administrative assistant opportunity that you have available.
Yep. So our medical administrative assistance, just like our construction, is 20-week program. In our first phase, we call week one, you have weeks 1 through 10. And our phase two is weeks 11 through 20. In phase one, Shaletta, the people that come in, they will learn like Microsoft, business English, medical terminology, legal and ethical principles, and learn how to do things in an office space. In our second phase, they're learning Microsoft Office 2, and they're learning professional communications and medical billing and coding, which we just add because we needed our students to have the upper leg when they're trying to get into these healthcare positions to know the terminologies when they're trying to help the patients that come into the office. Our medical administrative assistant, we have a in-person session and we also have an online session. We do know that in our medical field is really female heavy. And so we want to give an opportunity for parents who do not have, transportation or childcare to still get that certification so they can get a job to help their families.
You know, that's the thing. People are trying to live better. They're trying to build wealth for the families. They're trying to go from just surviving to thriving. I need to find out what are the chances, because I need to make sure that people have the right information. What are the chances that somebody who completes this 20-week training program at Summit Academy will actually get a job as a medical administrative assistant?
So on our back end, that's what we do. We always say people don't come to Summit for the training. They come for the job opportunities. So what we do is we really give them the training that they need. So the jobs, when we have our career fairs, that our students are actually getting hired on the spot. We have students who are working at Children Minnesota and also at the Alina Clinics. Who are doing really, really great. We prepare them so that we want the employers to be fighting over each other to say, I want this student, I want this student, not the student saying, I want to go here, I want to go here. We want the employer partners to be fighting over our students. So we prepare them that much. And also we know that, industry recognized credentials is a big thing now. We have incorporated that inside of our curriculum. So our students will have whatever the industry recognized credential that's in the healthcare field that we're incorporating that into our curriculum. So our students can have that extra boost that they need when they're applying for jobs if they don't get the job at Summit. So what we do is we want our students to be able to pick the jobs at Summit, but if it's not a fit there, we have career coaches that really help the students seek the job that they want to go and work at Shaletta.
Now, this is a question that I have because somebody just asked me on a DM who is listening right now. They're a mom and they have children, and that's a lot if you are in a training. Yeah. And you have children. Do you have some opportunity to help with childcare for women who hear what we are talking about, like this woman who sent me a note and want to come over there but are afraid that they can't afford the childcare?
So we at Summit, we don't provide childcare services on our campuses. But we have student support services where once they're enrolled inside of our programs, if they're having hardships on different things, then they meet with their advisors, and their advisors will give them the support that they need, Shaletta, to help them get the monies that they need for child care. Now, we don't do it ourselves, but their advisors would give them the wraparound service that they need to help them do that.
Okay. Here's another question that I just got in my social media DMs. How is the pay for this medical administrative assistant position? What does that pay look like?
Yep. So we have a career pathways for our medical administrative assistant program. We have like a medical secretary. You're starting at like $49,000. You have a medical building manager, which is at $52,000, and medical recording manager, which is at $57,000. So that's a career pathway that we're setting the students that's coming inside of our medical administrative program training. We try to set them on those different type of pathways. And the dollar amount that we're trying to, that the students will earn is $21 coming out of Summit Academy.
Okay. All right. Now, that I have to say, it has got to be pretty satisfying to see these students succeed. Tell me about how this work impacts you, because I know you are very passionate about giving these people an opportunity to have good jobs so they can take care of their family and have some pride as well.
Yes. So, yep. Just being the CEO, Shaletta, to me, that's just the title. I am a servant, right? I want the students who come inside of our program to feel welcome and to be able to come and talk to me, or if it's the advisor, on how I can help them get what they need to for their journey to be successful at the very end. I really go inside the classrooms, try to make sure I'm available for the students, and make sure that whatever they need from the instructors, from the staff, that they can come and talk to me, and that I try to make things happen for them while they're teaching at the school or supporting the school, or if they're even attending the school.
Okay. We got to take a quick commercial break. I'm sorry to ask you to do this. Can you stick around after the commercial break when we come back? Because we've been talking about this so much that I want to make sure that we give people the right information, because y'all have some kind of open house coming up and some informational sessions. And we're going to talk about that. I don't want to rush through that. I want to give people good information. So we'll be right back. We got hope.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yesterday was Whitney Houston's birthday. She has no business being dead. That woman should still be singing. She should still be touring. She should still be putting out good music. Rest in peace, Miss Houston. We are talking to Hope Patterson. She is with Summit Academy. She is joining us for another segment. It is a beautiful day. I am sorry to keep you. I know you want to get outside and enjoy this weather. But, you know, so many people are DMing me because this is a very crucial time. They've had their high school student to graduate. They're not sure what they want to do. They want to make sure they're not up on the couch for another year. And they want to get them into a purposeful opportunity. And this one, there is no cost to the family or the person signing up. Explain that to me, because the DMs that I'm getting right now want to know, how much does it cost?
So for our Summit student, is no out-of-cost pocket. So you do have to fill out financial aid, and we do Pell Grants. And if we have a student who has, you know, burnt through their financial aid, we do philanthropy. We'll raise the money for our students to come to Summit. So no matter what the situation is, the student pays nothing out of their pocket.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the concerns that was texted to me. They wanted to know what the cost was. And when you say no out-of-pocket cost, that's my kind of, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, you know, people are listening and they want to know more about enrolling into the program, specifically this medical administrative assistant. We have so many amazing hospital systems here, University of Minnesota, Fairview, Allina, among others. When people want to come to Summit to learn more, I went over there and I took a tour because I want to make sure when I'm talking to people about it, I can give them the right information. But every Wednesday, y'all have something going on. What is that about?
Yes. So every Wednesday, we have an information session. It starts at 10 a.m. at our 935 Olson Memorial campus. And what that is, Shaletta, we have a our recruiter manager who talks about every training program that we have at Summit. We give them all the details. We tell them what career pathways they can go on. They can ask any and all questions whatever they're interested in. And then after that, we give them the chance to do what we call an assessment. We want to make sure that when students are coming to Summit, that they take the assessment to feel comfortable at the level that they are once they get inside of the classroom. And once that information session will break all of that down and have them prepared when they're ready to start their first day of class.
Okay. All right. And so how do people sign up for that session? Can you just come? Is there a website? What's going on with that?
Yep. So they first need to go to our website and they can sign on for an information session. If they cannot do that, Shaletta, because we do know a lot of people don't have access to technology, they can just show up at 10 o'clock and sign in. That's how important it is to us. If you're walking on the street and you see our billboard flashing that we have information session, come in and see what we got, because one of those programs are going to be for you. One of the programs is going to be for you. And, you know, you can go to the website, saoic.org, and you can look that up. But, you know, walk-ins are welcome. Go on the website and sign up. You can call Summit to set up an appointment. Always, Shaletta, we are here for the students.
Okay. All right. And then you have a big open house in October. I want you to touch on that briefly, but I'm sure I'll have you back before then to talk about it.
Yes. So we have open house, which is Thursday, October the 17th. It's from 3 to 5. Now, the information session just gives you a broad overview from the recruit manager. But this open house is where each one of the department managers or the instructor from each one of those trainings is getting more in depth about what would be happening inside of the classroom for those 20 weeks. And you'll get information on everything, financial aid, how do y'all take the test, how do I prepare for the test. I've been to two of the open house. I did the information session for our financial services. And what was so open up my eyes, Shaletta, was parents were bringing their kids. Like you said, oh yeah, you just graduated. Yeah. I don't want any debt after you finish school. So go here. And parents are really excited about these opportunities that their kids can have with finishing school and don't have debt. And you got a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I need that website again, because you said no debt and a job. That's right. A win right there. Give me that website again.
So the website is saoic.org.
saoic.org. All right. Okay. We got it. And we got you locked in. I thank you so much for being here, Hope. Thank you for inviting me over.
You're so welcome.
For showing me around, for helping me to eat up and drink up all the food at the Minneapolis Club. I just so enjoy being a member over there, girl. I bring everybody I know over there so we can have us a good old time.
I love it. Can I say one more thing, Shaletta?
Yes.
Our classes start August 26th, and they do fill up really fast in the fall.
Oh.
So if you have any inkling that this is something you want to do, come to the information session on Wednesday. If you can't make it on a Wednesday, it's every Wednesday, you all, from 10 a.m. If you can't make it that on a Wednesday, please come to the open house on that Thursday, October the 17th, and you will find all the information that you need for all of the trainings. You can sit in all of the rooms if you want to just know what's happening at Summit.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much, Miss Hope. You have an amazing
Yes.
weekend, and we will chat soon
Yes,
before that
thank you.
October date. All right.
Thank
You all
you.
stick around. There's more to come. I'm telling you, if you're a political junkie like me and Eric Escala, watching the news these past few weeks, these past few days, these past few hours, it felt like watching a movie, like a political thriller. So much action about the upcoming election. The cast of characters keeps changing. We've never seen anything like this. Biden out, Harrison, and Minnesota's governor is now everyone's favorite relaxed, fit uncle. If you're interested in politics, this is like a sports fan watching the Super Bowl or the World Series. When we talk about elections, everyone is thinking about November, right? But Minnesota, y'all, listen, don't put the horse before the cart, cart before the horse, because we have a primary election. Our primary election day is actually coming up this Tuesday, as in just a few days. Have y'all voted? Have you voted yet? If not, there is still time. You gotta listen to me, y'all. We can't be thinking about November when we have a primary coming up. And I've got lots of questions. And fortunately, here on the Shaletta Show, we have someone who has the answer to these questions and more, because I've got Lydia McComas, voter engagement manager for Hennepin County Elections, on the line. Hey, Miss Lydia, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Shaletta, thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
You know, I got to have you on here because I am not an expert. I'm excited about the process. I know that I go in. I've already voted in the primary election in Cottage Grove. Actually, Lydia, I went in to drop off some expired medicine. And when I went in, you know, to drop it off safely, they have little bins at the Cottage Grove service center. And when I went in, they had a sign and it said, "You can vote here." And I said, like later? They said, "No, now." And even I was thinking about November. And so many of us are jumping ahead to November and we forget that we have a primary right here, right now, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep. Everyone in Minnesota has the opportunity to vote early. You can head down to your local election office today. Almost all of them are open today, and vote early before Tuesday. If you can't get to your early voting location, you can vote on Tuesday. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We get a lot of confusion around this primary before the presidential election. A lot of folks think that the president is on the ballot on Tuesday, so they are surprised when they just see U.S. senators, U.S. representatives, and some special and local elections. So that's what you're voting on Tuesday, and then November 5th is when you'll be voting for president and then for some of those other offices, too.
So it's not too late to vote. Tell me when those opportunities are available for us to vote. Can we vote on Tuesday up until what time?
Yes, up until 8 p.m. So Tuesday, your local polling place is open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can find your polling place at nnvotes.gov. But, yep, that's open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Like I said, if you want to vote early before Election Day, if you're busy on Tuesday, you can vote today at the Hennepin County Government Center. If you live in Hennepin County, we're open until 3 p.m. today. Or you can vote on Monday. Our office is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday.
Okay, now, I know there's not much time between now and then, but you talked about that early voting and Minnesotans being able to cast their ballot before Tuesday. Tell us who they're going to be voting for that day, because, you know, we talked about it a little bit, but I want to really dive deep into that, because I don't want people going in Hennepin County and going in and wondering where the presidential contenders are. Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yep. So people in Hennepin County and statewide will be voting on U.S. Senator, U.S. representatives, and then there are some special elections. So there's special elections for state senator for District 45. There's some state representatives, and then the City of Brooklyn Center, City of Brooklyn Park, Dayton, Richfield, Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, all have council members and or school board members. So,
and, you know, because of that, people are taking voting. Yeah, people are taking voting very seriously right now. They want to make sure they know where to go. They know how to vote. They know what is on the ballot. And I need to find out, because a lot of times people get confused, or they may be living in another part of Hennepin County. They were in Brooklyn Park. They moved to Brooklyn Center. They were in North Minneapolis. And now they've moved, you know, out in the suburbs. And so help me to understand, how can people find out exactly where to go? Because that's the most frustrating thing for people. And I don't want anybody in Hennepin County going one place where they think that they're supposed to be to vote, and they need to be somewhere else. And then they get in their car and they don't go to the second location to vote. So I want to make sure that everybody gets to the right location.
Exactly. Yep. So important. So if you go to mnvotes.gov, there'll be a button for you to click to find your polling place. So click that, put in your address, and then your polling location will come up. So that location is open on Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Once you're on that screen that shows you your polling location, you have the option to look at your sample ballot as well. So you can click that button and see exactly what your ballot will look like. And that's really helpful for people just to figure out who they're going to vote for, what the candidates stand for, and that kind of thing.
And, you know, another thing that I want to talk about, too, is I know in Minnesota it's pretty easy to register to vote. What do folks need to know about the registration process? If you are not registered to vote, is it too late if you voted last time? Are you automatically registered to vote this time?
Yeah, we always encourage folks to check their registration, which you can also do at mnvotes.gov. But if you are already registered, you don't need to bring anything with you. If you are not yet registered, you do need to bring, you can register and you can vote just like everyone else. And you can bring an updated ID, so it has your picture and your address on it. If you don't have your ID updated, I know some of us move and we don't have that address updated.
Right.
You can bring that out-of-date ID plus a utility bill in the last 30 days. But the whole list of ID requirements for people who are not registered is on mnvotes.gov, and I always encourage people just to check there to make sure that they have what they need. If you have questions, if you're not sure about what you need, our office is open today. If you have any questions, you can call us at 612-348-5151, and our customer service team is happy to help you figure out what exactly you need to bring.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things that I want to touch on before we let you go, Lydia, we're talking to Lydia McComas with Hennepin County. And I need to ask you and talk about this, because friends of this show, Dr. Verna Price and her husband, Brother Shane, were very instrumental in getting some changes in the law. So that people with criminal records, they are going to be able to vote. Some of them will be voting for the first time. Tell us about those changes and who is going to be eligible to vote now.
Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up. We're really excited about these new expansions of voter eligibility. So last year, Minnesota passed a law allowing people with felony convictions on parole and probation to vote. So people who have a felony probation or who are on felony probation or felony parole, you can vote as long as you're not serving your sentence in a correctional facility. So if you're out and about, if you're going to your polling place, you are eligible to vote. Your criminal record does not impact your rights. And that affects 16,000 people in Hennepin County. I think that's 60,000 people statewide. So that's a lot of people who are now eligible to vote. So like I said, if you are on felony probation or parole, you can vote. Go to your polling place. You might need to register if you haven't registered yet, but you are allowed to vote. And we, like you said, Shaletta, this is the first time a lot of people are voting. People had maybe didn't vote last year, they didn't have an election, or they're really excited about the presidential election this year. So, yeah, that's 16,000 people in the county and 60,000 people statewide. So we're really excited about that.
If you had, before you go, we're talking to Lydia McComas from Hennepin County Elections. If you had one thing to tell a first-time voter, whether it is somebody who had a criminal record who can now vote, or my 18-year-old son, Andrew, who will be voting for the first time, what's the one piece of advice you think would be most important to give them?
Yeah, it's really that when you vote, you make your voice heard. You hold your elected officials accountable, and you impact important issues that affect your community. So your vote matters, and we're here, Hennepin County Elections is here, to make sure that your vote is counted with integrity and accuracy. So if folks have questions, they can go to mnvotes.gov. They can email our office, hc.vote@hennepin.us, or give us a call, 612-348-5151. We're here for you.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being here, explaining this process, and being available for me on a Saturday to talk about voting in Hennepin County again. We still have work to do before the November elections. We got a lot of stuff going on this Tuesday. You can vote up until Tuesday and on Tuesday. And I hope you are taking your vitamins, girl, because we got us a busy election season coming up. And I know that you all do some amazing work in Hennepin County to make sure the elections are fair, available. You are there to provide information to people. We forget how to spell our own name when it comes time to vote, girl. And y'all are just always so patient with everybody who walks in those doors and who calls and who goes online to, you know, pose inquiries. So thank you and your team, and tell them job well done and how much we appreciate them. Because when election time comes, we're not gonna say that. We're gonna be mean and mad and fussing and hollering. So we need to say thank you now, while it's quiet, because, you know, all hell's gonna be breaking loose later. But hopefully, exactly, by you being here today, we've answered some of those questions to make the process a lot easier and a lot smoother for a lot of people.
Totally. Thank you so much for having me on, Shalette. I really appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate you being here. And remember, y'all, the website where you can find information is mnvotes.gov. We'll be right back. How will I know? Who the bronze medalist is after this Romanian gymnast went to court, and now she could replace Jordan Childs as the bronze medalist in the floor exercise. This is getting crazy, y'all. The Olympics is so dramatic right now. Okay, so Romania's Miss Anna Barroso, she could replace Jordan Childs as the Olympic bronze medalist in gymnastics floor exercise after a court of arbitration for sports voided an appeal from Childs' coach that vaulted her onto the podium. The court ruled today that the appeal by U.S. coach Cecile Landy to add 0.1 added to Child's score, to have that 0.1 added to Child's score that boosted Child's from fifth to third, came outside of the 1 minute window allowed by the International Gymnastics Federation. Baby, let me tell you something. Point seconds matter. Okay. Minutes matter when it comes to competition and even with challenges. So apparently, if you are going to challenge the score in gymnastics, you got 1 minute to do it. And if you take more than 1 minute, then your challenge does not count. So Romania is not saying that Jordan Childs did not earn that 0.1. And they're not saying that she did not get the score that she needed to be in third place and go from fifth to third. What they are saying is that the coach waited too long to turn in the challenge. Baby, they're going to find a way to get that medal back. They've been up thinking, scratching their heads, trying to figure it out. I'm telling you, it gets messy. And did y'all see the men's relay team? I thought Carl Lewis was going to have an aneurysm. He threw his clipboard down and he was so angry. And now, you know, Carl Lewis is one of the most decorated gymnasts in Olympics history, right? This man has done and won just about every segment of the track and field in the Olympics competition. Longtime Houstonian, graduate of University of Houston, which is my college of choice. And, you know, he was in the parade, you know, the opening ceremony parade. He was on a bowl with Serena. So Carl Lewis is a big deal. If you haven't heard of him, I'm sure you have. But if you haven't heard of him, he is a big deal. OK. And what he explained that I did not know up until when he explained it is that every other country, their relay teams, they practice a long time ahead of the Olympics. They know exactly who's going to be running what leg. They get time to practice the handoff. They get time to bond as a team. They get time to learn and know each other's cadences. Not America. We are apparently the only country that picks the relay team after we get to the Olympics. And then we pick the fastest guys, right? And then line them up and then think that they're just going to hand off this baton. And y'all saw what happened. The U.S. team got DQ'd. And I'm not talking about Dairy Queen. They got disqualified. How embarrassing. But it makes sense once Carl Lewis explained it. There's no chemistry. You can't no look pass to somebody that you've never played with. You can't hand off to somebody and run at full speed and know exactly when they're going to start running and hand them at just the tenths of a second matter in the Olympics. And those ugly exchanges, those running past the exchange mark, those things should not happen at the Olympics. Those things should happen in practice. But again, you know, the arrogance of folks, I really believe this got to be arrogance, because why would you think that just picking the fastest four players is going to be enough to get you that gold medal or even just to stand a race? How about not getting disqualified? How about that? Can we do that? I'm with Carl Lewis on this one. He said you got to blow up the whole thing and start over how you train in the relays, because it should not be that you wait until the Olympics come. He said every other country knows exactly who their relay team is and who their partners are, except for the United States, because we wait until we get to the Olympics and pick the fastest person. That's crazy. That makes no sense to me. How you gonna go to work every day and not know who your coworkers are? You gotta know who you passing the baton to. You gotta know who's handing it to you. So I'm with Carl Lewis on this one. I think the coach needs to be taken to task, maybe even fired, because that was embarrassing. They could have put some kids from the University of Minnesota. They could have put some kids from North High and let them. I mean, if you're going to get disqualified, let some kids have an opportunity to do something fun. But yeah, I think that, yeah, we've got to change the whole way that we do that relay. Because that's not hot. And that was the men, of course. The women got gold. So maybe it's just a man thing. I don't know. The women got gold. Sha'Carri just blew by everybody, got that gold medal. So the women are good. We're talking about these men. Man. Okay. So listen, everybody, I am in Boston. Tomorrow I'm going to have a door lock giveaway for parents here in the Boston area after a kid drowned. You know, as well as I do, and I've been talking about it, that kids with autism who are nonverbal are drawn to water, and sometimes they elope. And so they get out of the house and they are in unsafe situations. And so when I found out that something similar had happened in Boston, I got a call from the police department and they wanted me to come here and give away these locks and create awareness that they exist so we can keep kids with autism safe in their home. So I hopped on a plane. I'm in Beantown. The lock giveaway is tomorrow. Scott Soroka and my friends from Amazon bought 50 locks to give away. I bought 50 locks to give away. And the police department is going to let me do a ice cream truck and balloon animals and face painting so that people who have kids with special needs can feel special. The campaign is called Spread Locks with Love. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm not a 501c3. I'm not a nonprofit. I'm just a mama with a mouth on a mission. We're going to be doing that tomorrow. So I'm in Beantown. Hit me up and let me know where I need to eat. I have no idea where I'm going to get dinner. 651-461-9226. That's the Styles Financial Talk and Text Line. Send me your recommendations. I want to hear from you. We've got one more hour of the Shaletta Show coming up.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep, each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 106. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And for all of you who are walking through downtown Minneapolis right now, it is beautiful weather. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's sunny. There's no rain or clouds in the sky. We are playing the Las Vegas Raiders at 3 o'clock at U.S. Bank Stadium. And I don't know about y'all, but it's today's like today that I wish we had us a retractable roof at the football stadium so we could just, you know, pull that thing back and enjoy some of this beautiful weather. Who wants to be? I don't want to be inside when it's this nice like this. I would just stay outside all day long. This is my kind of Minnesota weather right here. Woo! But, you know, it's getting a little bit more chilly. Mm-hmm. Means we got to start thinking about fall, autumn, pumpkin spice, everything. And that one chilly day at the State Fair where there are no lines at the snow cone booth, but everybody is looking for hot chocolate. And I don't know about you all, but I'm getting a rash because it's time to start thinking about school supplies. In just a few weeks, our babies are going to be going back to class. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't know if you guys thought about this, but whenever my kids go back to school, and my daughter Cameron right now, she's going to middle school. So she'll have a new routine, new teachers, new friends. Everything's new, right? Maybe it's time for you to do something new too. You're unhappy with the job you've got. You're not making enough money. You don't see an opportunity to progress. You know, sometimes we'll come into a job and try to work our way up, but you've been working and there's no way up for you. I went to a place the other day and I thought one thing about the place and then I had to think something different. And when I learned about all the programs and services that they had available for people, I said, wait a minute, hold on. Y'all got to come on my radio show and talk about this. Because I always thought Summit Academy, you know, the one over there on Highway 55 in North Minneapolis, I thought that was just a place where you learn how to do construction. But that is not the case. And so I want to tell y'all about it because a lot of you have 18-year-olds who just graduated from high school, right? And some of their friends are going to college. And people are asking you, well, what is your child doing? And you don't have an answer. Maybe this is the answer. Maybe it is you, like I said earlier, and you want to do something new, try something different. They've got programs at Summit Academy. They can train you for 20 weeks. And at the end, you'll be ready for several career fields. And one of them that piqued my interest when I was inquiring was the medical administrative assistant. Because from what I understand, they don't just train you. They help you find a job. And, you know, I'm no spokesperson for the Summit Academy, but I said, let me call somebody who is. So I went right to the top and I asked Hope Patterson to take a little bit of time off on Saturday and join me. She is the COO of Summit Academy. Hey, Hope, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Shaletta, for having us.
Well, I'm just so excited. I went to lunch with a couple of your people because, you know, I got that Minneapolis Club membership. So I just been inviting everybody so we can eat up all their food. And then, you know, and after we eat and I go over there and I take a tour because I'm nosy and I want to see what's going on. I'm like, wow, I think I need to just you know, be talking more about this, to provide this as an option for parents who have 18-year-olds who are not sure what they want to do next, and for adults who are in, you know, some dead-end jobs that they want to get out of. Now, I know a lot of folks know that Summit Academy gets people ready for careers in a lot of fields. And I've heard folks, you've trained for jobs in construction, like I talked about earlier, but tell me more about this medical administrative assistant opportunity that you have available.
Yep. So our medical administrative assistant, just like our construction, is 20 weeks program. In our first phase, we call week one, you have weeks 1 through 10. And our phase two is weeks 11 through 20. In phase one, Shaletta, the people that come in, they will learn like Microsoft, business English, medical terminology, legal and ethical principles, and learn how to do things in an office space. In our second phase, they're learning Microsoft Office 2, and they're learning professional communications and medical billing and coding, which we just add because we needed our students that have the upper leg when they're trying to get into these healthcare positions to know the terminologies when they're trying to help the patients that come into the office. Our medical administrative assistant, we have a in-person session and we also have an online session. We do know that in our medical field is really female heavy. And so we want to give an opportunity for parents who do not have, you know, transportation or childcare to still get that certification so they can get a job to help their families.
You know, that's the thing. People are trying to live better. They're trying to build wealth for the families. They're trying to go from just surviving to thriving. I need to find out, what are the chances? Because I need to make sure that people have the right information. What are the chances that somebody who completes this 20-week training program at Summit Academy will actually get a job as a medical administrative assistant?
So on our back end, that's what we do. We always say people don't come to Summit for the training. They come for the job opportunities. So what we do is we really give them the training that they need. So the jobs, when we have our career fairs, that our students are actually getting hired on the spot. We have students who are working at Children Minnesota and also at the Alina Clinics. Who are doing really, really great. We prepare them so that we want the employers to be fighting over each other to say, I want this student, I want this student, not the student saying, I want to go here, I want to go here. We want the employer partners to be fighting over our students. So we prepare them that much. And also we know that, you know, industry recognized credentials is a big thing now. We have incorporated that inside of our curriculum. So our students will have whatever the industry recognized credential that's in the healthcare field, that we're incorporating that into our curriculum. So our students can have that extra boost that they need when they're applying for jobs, if they don't get the job at Summit. So what we do is we want our students to be able to pick the jobs at Summit, but if it's not a fit there, we have career coaches that really help the students seek the job that they want to go and work at Gillette.
Now, this is a question that I have because somebody just asked me on a DM who is listening right now. They're a mom and they have children, and that's a lot if you are in a training. Yeah. And you have children. Mm-hmm. Do you have some opportunity to help with childcare for women who hear what we are talking about, like this woman who sent me a note and want to come over there but are afraid that they can't afford the childcare?
So we at Summit, we don't provide childcare services on our campuses. But we have student support services where once they're enrolled inside of our programs, if they're having hardships on different things, then they meet with their advisors, and their advisors will give them the support that they need, Shaletta, to help them get the monies that they need for child care. Now, we don't do it ourselves, but their advisors will give them the wraparound service that they need to help them do that.
Okay. Here's another question that I just got in my social media DMs. How is the pay for this medical administrative assistant position? What does that pay look like?
Yep. So we have a career pathways for our medical administrative assistant program. We have like a medical secretary. You're starting at like $49,000. You have a medical building manager, which is at $52,000, and medical recording manager, which is at $57,000. So that's a career pathway that we're setting the students that's coming inside of our medical administrative program training. We try to set them on those different type of pathways. And the dollar amount that we're trying to, that the students will earn is $21 coming out of Summit Academy.
Okay. All right. Now, that I have to say, it has got to be pretty satisfying to see these students succeed. Tell me about how this work impacts you, because I know you are very passionate about giving mm-hmm. these people an opportunity to have good jobs so they can take care of their family and have some pride as well.
Yes. So, yep. Just being a being the CEO, Shaletta, to me, that's just the title. I am a servant, right? I want the students who come inside of our program to feel welcome and to be able to come and talk to me, or if it's the advisor, on how I can help them get what they need to for their journey to be successful at the very end. I really go inside the classrooms, try to make sure I'm available for the students and make sure that whatever they need from the instructors, from the staff, that they can come and talk to me, and that I try to make things happen for them while they're teaching at the school or supporting the school, or if they're even attending the school.
Okay. We got to take a quick commercial break. I'm sorry to ask you to do this. Can you stick around after the commercial break when we come back? Because we've been talking about this so much that I want to make sure that we give people the right information, because y'all have some kind of open house coming up and some informational sessions. And we're going to talk about that. I don't want to rush through that. I want to give people good information. So we'll be right back. We got hope.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yesterday was Whitney Houston's birthday. She has no business being dead. That woman should still be singing. She should still be touring. She should still be putting out good music. Rest in peace, Miss Houston. We are talking to Hope Patterson. She is with Summit Academy. She is joining us for another segment. It is a beautiful day. I am sorry to keep you. I know you want to get outside and enjoy this weather. But, you know, so many people are DMing me because this is a very crucial time. They've had their high school student to graduate. They're not sure what they want to do. They want to make sure they're not up on the couch for another year. And they want to get them into a purposeful opportunity. And this one, there is no cost to the family or the person signing up. Explain that to me, because the DMs that I'm getting right now want to know, how much does it cost?
So for our Summit student, is no out-of-cost pocket. So you do have to fill out financial aid, and we do Pell Grants. And if we have a student who has, you know, burnt through their financial aid, we do philanthropy. We'll raise the money for our students to come to Summit. So no matter what the situation is, the student pays nothing out of their pocket.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the concerns that was texted to me. They wanted to know what the cost was. And when you say no out-of-pocket cost, that's my kind of, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, you know, people are listening and they want to know more about enrolling into the program, specifically this medical administrative assistant. We have so many amazing hospital systems here, University of Minnesota, Fairview, Alina, among others. People want to come to Summit to learn more, I went over there and I took a tour because I want to make sure when I'm talking to people about it, I can give them the right information. But every Wednesday, y'all have something going on. What is that about?
Yes. So every Wednesday, we have an information session. It starts at 10 a.m. at our 935 Olson Memorial campus. And what that is, Shaletta, we have a our recruiter manager who talks about every training program that we have at Summit. We give them all the details. We tell them what career pathways they can go on. They can they can ask any and all questions whatever they're interested in. And then after that, we give them the chance to do what we call an assessment. We want to make sure that when students are coming to Summit, that they take the assessment to feel comfortable at the level that they are once they get inside of the classroom. And once that information session will break all of that down and have them prepared when they're ready to start their first day of class.
Okay. All right. And so how do people sign up for that session? Can you just come? Is there a website? What's going on with that?
Yeah. So they first need to go to our website and they can sign on for an information session. If they cannot do that, Shaletta, because we do know a lot of people don't have access to technology, they can just show up at 10 o'clock and sign in. That's how important it is to us. If you're walking on the street and you see our billboard flashing that we have information session, come in and see what we got, because one of those programs are going to be for you. One of the programs is going to be for you. And, you know, you can go to the website, saoic.org, and you can look that up. But, you know, walk-ins are welcome. Go on the website and sign up. You can call Summit to set up an appointment. Always, Shaletta, we are here for the students.
Okay. All right. And then you have a big open house in October. I want you to touch on that briefly, but I'm sure I'll have you back before then to talk about it.
Yes. So we have open house, which is Thursday, October the 17th. It's from 3 to 5. Now, the information session just gives you a broad overview from the recruit manager. But this open house is where each one of the department managers or the instructor from each one of those trainings is mm-hmm. getting more in depth about what would be happening inside of the classroom for those 20 weeks. And you'll get information on everything, financial aid, how do y'all take the test, how do I prepare for the test. I've been to two of the open house. I did the information session for our financial services. And what was so open up my eyes, Shaletta, was parents were bringing their kids. Like you said, oh yeah, you just graduated. Yeah. I don't want any debt after you finish school. So go here. And parents are really excited about these opportunities that their kids can have with finishing school and don't have debt. And you got a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I need that website again, because you said no debt and a job. That's right. A win right there. Give me that website again.
So the website is saoic.org.
saoic.org. All right. Okay. We got it. And we got you locked in. I thank you so much for being here, Hope. Thank you for inviting me over.
You're so welcome.
For showing me around, for helping me to eat up and drink up all the food at the Minneapolis Club. I just so enjoy being a member over there, girl. I bring everybody I know over there so we can have us a good old time.
I love it. Can I say one more thing, Shaletta?
Yes.
Our classes start August 26th, and they do fill up really fast in the fall.
Oh.
So if you have any inkling that this is something you want to do, come to the information session on Wednesday. If you can't make it on a Wednesday, it's every Wednesday, you all, from 10 a.m. If you can't make it that on a Wednesday, please come to the open house on that Thursday, October the 17th, and you will find all the information that you need for all of the trainings. You can sit in all of the rooms if you want to just know what's happening at Summit.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much, Ms. Hope. You have an amazing weekend, and we will chat soon before that October date. All right.
Thank you.
You all stick around. Uh-huh. There's more to come. I'm telling you, if you're a political junkie like me and Eric Escala, watching the news these past few weeks, these past few days, these past few hours, that felt like watching a movie, like a political thriller. So much action about the upcoming election. The cast of characters keeps changing. We've never seen anything like this. Biden out, Harrison, and Minnesota's governor is now everyone's favorite relaxed, fit uncle. If you're interested in politics, this is like a sports fan watching the Super Bowl or the World Series. When we talk about elections, everyone is thinking about November, right? But Minnesota, y'all, listen, don't put the horse before the cart, cart before the horse, because we have a primary election. Our primary election day is actually coming up this Tuesday, as in just a few days. Have y'all voted? Have you voted yet? If not, there is still time. You gotta listen to me, y'all. We can't be thinking about November when we have a primary coming up. And I've got lots of questions. And fortunately, here on the Shaletta Show, we have someone who has the answer to these questions and more, because I've got Lydia McComas, voter engagement manager for Hennepin County Elections, on the line. Hey, Miss Lydia, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Shaletta, thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
You know, I got to have you on here because I am not an expert. I'm excited about the process. I know that I go in. I've already voted in the primary election in Cottage Grove. Lydia, I went in to drop off some expired medicine. And when I went in, you know, to drop it off safely, they have little bins at the Cottage Grove Service Center. And when I went in, they had a sign and it said, "You can vote here." And I said, like later? They said, "No, now." And even I was thinking about November. And so many of us are jumping ahead to November and we forget that we have a primary right here, right now, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep. Everyone in Minnesota has the opportunity to vote early. You can head down to your local election office today. Almost all of them are open today, and vote early before Tuesday. If you can't get to your early voting location, you can vote on Tuesday. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We get a lot of confusion around this primary before the presidential election. A lot of folks think that the president is on the ballot on Tuesday, so they are surprised when they just see U.S. senators, U.S. representatives, and some special and local elections. So that's what you're voting on Tuesday, and then November 5th is when you'll be voting for president and then for some of those other offices, too.
So it's not too late to vote. Tell me when those opportunities are available for us to vote. Can we vote on Tuesday up until what time?
Yes, up until 8 p.m. So Tuesday, your local polling place is open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can find your polling place at mnvotes.gov. But that's open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Like I said, if you want to vote early before Election Day, if you're busy on Tuesday, you can vote today at the Hennepin County Government Center. If you live in Hennepin County, we're open until 3 p.m. today. Or you can vote on Monday. Our office is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday.
Okay. Now, I know there's not much time between now and then, but you talked about that early voting and Minnesotans being able to cast their ballot before Tuesday. Tell us who they're going to be voting for that day, because, you know, we talked about it a little bit, but I want to really dive deep into that, because I don't want people going in Hennepin County and going in and wondering where the presidential contenders are. Yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yep. So people in Hennepin County and statewide will be voting on U.S. Senator, U.S. representatives, and then there are some special elections. So there's special elections for state senator for District 45. There's some state representatives, and then the City of Brooklyn Center, City of Brooklyn Park, Dayton, Richfield, Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, all have council members and or school board members. So,
and, you know, because of that, people are taking voting. Yeah, people are taking voting very seriously right now. They want to make sure they know where to go. They know how to vote. They know what is on the ballot. And I need to find out, because a lot of times people get confused, or they may be living in another part of Hennepin County. They were in Brooklyn Park. They moved to Brooklyn Center. They were in North Minneapolis. And now they've moved, you know, out in the suburbs. And so help me to understand, how can people find out exactly where to go? Because that's the most frustrating thing for people. And I don't want anybody in Hennepin County going one place where they think that they're supposed to be to vote, and they need to be somewhere else. And then they get in their car and they don't go to the second location to vote. So I want to make sure that everybody gets to the right location.
Exactly. Yep. So important. So if you go to mnvotes.gov, there'll be a button for you to click to find your polling place. So click that, put in your address, and then your polling location will come up. So that location is open on Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Once you're on that screen that shows you your polling location, you have the option to look at your sample ballot as well. So you can click that button and see exactly what your ballot will look like. And that's really helpful for people just to figure out who they're going to vote for, what the candidates stand for, and that kind of thing.
And, you know, another thing that I want to talk about, too, is I know in Minnesota it's pretty easy to register to vote. What do folks need to know about the registration process? If you are not registered to vote, is it too late? If you voted last time, are you automatically registered to vote this time?
Yeah, we always encourage folks to check their registration, which you can also do at mnvotes.gov. But if you are already registered, you don't need to bring anything with you. If you are not yet registered, you do need to bring, you can register and you can vote just like everyone else. And you can bring an updated ID, so it has your picture and your address on it. If you don't have your ID updated, I know some of us move and we don't have that address updated, you can bring that out-of-date ID plus a utility bill in the last 30 days. But the whole list of ID requirements for people who are not registered is on mnvotes.gov, and I always encourage people just to check there to make sure that they have what they need. If you have questions, if you're not sure about what you need, our office is open today. If you have any questions, you can call us at 612-348-5151, and our customer service team is happy to help you figure out what exactly you need to bring.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things that I want to touch on before we let you go, Lydia, we're talking to Lydia McComas with Hennepin County. And I need to ask you and talk about this because friends of this show, Dr. Verna Price and her husband, Brother Shane, were very instrumental in getting some changes in the law. So that people with criminal records, they are going to be able to vote. Some of them will be voting for the first time. Tell us about those changes and who is going to be eligible to vote now.
Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up. We're really excited about these new expansions of voter eligibility. So last year, Minnesota passed a law allowing people with felony convictions on parole and probation to vote. So people who have a felony probation or who are on felony probation or felony parole, you can vote as long as you're not serving your sentence in a correctional facility. So if you're out and about, if you're going to your polling place, you are eligible to vote. Your criminal record does not impact your right. And that affects 16,000 people in Hennepin County. I think that's 60,000
wow.
people statewide. So that's a lot of people who are now eligible to vote. So like I said, if you are on felony probation or parole, you can vote. Go to your polling place. You might need to register if you haven't registered yet, but you are allowed to vote. And we, like you said, Shaletta, this is the first time a lot of people are voting. People had maybe didn't vote last year. They didn't have an election, or they're really excited about the presidential election this year. So, yeah, that's 16,000 people in the county and 60,000 people statewide. So we're really excited about that.
If you had, before you go, we're talking to Lydia McComas from Hennepin County Elections. If you had one thing to tell a first-time voter, whether it is somebody who had a criminal record who can now vote, or my 18-year-old son, Andrew, who will be voting for the first time, what's the one piece of advice you think would be most important to give them?
Yeah, it's really that when you vote, you make your voice heard. You hold your elected officials accountable, and you impact important issues that affect your community. So your vote matters, and we're here. Hennepin County Elections is here to make sure that your vote is counted with integrity and accuracy. So if folks have questions, they can go to mnvotes.gov. They can email our office, hc.vote@hennepin.us, or give us a call, 612-348-5151. We're here for you.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being here, explaining this process, and being available for me on a Saturday to talk about voting in Hennepin County again. We still have work to do before the November elections. We got a lot of stuff going on this Tuesday. You can vote up until Tuesday and on Tuesday. And I hope you are taking your vitamins, girl, because we got us a busy election season coming up, and I know that you all do some amazing work in Hennepin County to make sure the elections are fair, available. You are there to provide information to people. We forget how to spell our own name when it comes time to vote, girl, and y'all are just always so patient with everybody who walks in those doors and who calls and who goes online to, you know, pose inquiries. So thank you and your team, and tell them job well done and how much we appreciate them, because when election time come, we're not gonna say that. We're gonna be mean and mad and fussing and hollering. So we need to say thank you now, while it's quiet, because, you know, all hell's gonna be breaking loose later. But hopefully, exactly, by you being here today, we've answered some of those questions to make the process a lot easier and a lot smoother for a lot of people.
Totally. Thank you so much for having me on, Charlotte. I really appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate you being here. And remember, y'all, the website where you can find information is mnvotes.gov. We'll be right back. How will I know? How will I know who the bronze medalist is after this Romanian gymnast went to court and now she could replace Jordan Childs as the bronze medalist in the floor exercise? This is getting crazy, y'all. The Olympics is so dramatic right now. Okay, so Romania's Miss Anna Barroso, she could replace Jordan Childs as the Olympic bronze medalist in gymnastics floor exercise after a court of arbitration for sports voided an appeal from Childs' coach that vaulted her onto the podium. The court ruled today that the appeal by U.S. coach Cecile Landy to add 0.1 added to Child's score, to have that 0.1 added to Child's score that boosted Child's from fifth to third, came outside of the 1 minute window allowed by the International Gymnastics Federation. Baby, let me tell you something. Point seconds matter. Okay. Minutes matter when it comes to competition and even with challenges. So apparently, if you are going to challenge the score in gymnastics, you got 1 minute to do it. And if you take more than 1 minute, then your challenge does not count. So Romania is not saying that Jordan Childs did not earn that 0.1. And they're not saying that she did not get the score that she needed to be in third place and go from fifth to third. What they are saying is that the coach waited too long to turn in the challenge. Baby, they're going to find a way to get that medal back. They've been up thinking, scratching their heads, trying to figure it out. I'm telling you, it gets messy. And did y'all see the men's relay team? I thought Carl Lewis was going to have an aneurysm. He threw his clipboard down and he was so angry. And now, you know, Carl Lewis is one of the most decorated gymnasts in Olympics history, right? This man has done and won just about every segment of the track and field in the Olympics competition. Longtime Houstonian, graduate of University of Houston, which is my college of choice. And, you know, he was in the parade, you know, the opening ceremony parade. He was on a bowl with Serena. So Carl Lewis is a big deal. If you haven't heard of him, I'm sure you have. But if you haven't heard of him, he is a big deal. OK. And what he explained that I did not know up until when he explained it is that every other country, their relay teams, they practice a long time ahead of the Olympics. They know exactly who's going to be running what leg. They get time to practice the handoff. They get time to bond as a team. They get time to learn and know each other's cadences. Not America. We are apparently the only country that picks the relay team after we get to the Olympics. And then we pick the fastest guys, right? And then line them up and then think that they're just going to hand off this baton. And y'all saw what happened. The U.S. team got DQ'd. And I'm not talking about Dairy Queen. They got disqualified. How embarrassing. But it makes sense once Carl Lewis explained it. There's no chemistry. You can't no look pass to somebody that you've never played with. You can't hand off to somebody and run at full speed and know exactly when they're going to start running and hand them at just the tenths of a second matter in the Olympics. And those ugly exchanges, those running past the exchange mark, those things should not happen at the Olympics. Those things should happen in practice. But again, you know, the arrogance of folks, I really believe this got to be arrogance, because why would you think that just picking the fastest four players is going to be enough to get you that gold medal or even just to stay in a race? How about not getting disqualified? How about that? Can we do that? I'm with Carl Lewis on this one. He said you got to blow up the whole thing and start over how you train in the relays, because it should not be that you wait until the Olympics come. He said every other country knows exactly who their relay team is and who their partners are, except for the United States, because we wait until we get to the Olympics and pick the fastest person. That's crazy. That makes no sense to me. How you gonna go to work every day and not know who your coworkers are? You gotta know who you passing the baton to. You gotta know who's handing it to you. So I'm with Carl Lewis on this one. I think the coach needs to be taken to task, maybe even fired, because that was embarrassing. They could have put some kids from the University of Minnesota. They could have put some kids from North High and let them. I mean, if you're going to get disqualified, let some kids have an opportunity to do something fun. But yeah, I think that, yeah, we've got to change the whole way that we do that relay. Because that's not hot. And that was the men, of course. The women got gold. So maybe it's just a man thing. I don't know. The women got gold. Sha'Carri just blew by everybody, got that gold medal. So the women are good. We're talking about these men. Man. Okay. So listen, everybody, I am in Boston. Tomorrow I'm going to have a door lock giveaway for parents here in the Boston area after a kid drowned. You know, as well as I do, and I've been talking about it, that kids with autism who are nonverbal are drawn to water, and sometimes they elope. And so they get out of the house and they are in unsafe situations. And so when I found out that something similar had happened in Boston, I got a call from the police department, and they wanted me to come here and give away these locks and create awareness that they exist so we can keep kids with autism safe in their home. So I hopped on a plane. I'm in Beantown. The lock giveaway is tomorrow. Scott Soroka and my friends from Amazon bought 50 locks to give away. I bought 50 locks to give away. And the police department is going to let me do a ice cream truck and balloon animals and face painting so that people who have kids with special needs can feel special. The campaign is called Spread Locks with Love. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm not a 501c3. I'm not a nonprofit. I'm just a mama with a mouth on a mission. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow. So I'm in Beantown. Hit me up and let me know where I need to eat. I have no idea where I'm going to get dinner. 651-461-9226. That's the Styles Financial Talk and Text Line. Send me your recommendations. I want to hear from you. We've got one more hour of the Shaletta Show coming up.